Married at First Sight kicks off tonight, and I'm absolutely pumped.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. Now, we have got brand new judge, but sexologist Alessandra, who's going to be looking after the couples this season, on the line with us. Alessandra, first of all, I mean, how was this for you? You know, surely there's not a lot of romping going on maths, right?
Of course there's some romping going on. Are you kidding me? People trying to build relationships.
Right. Okay.
Experiment before.
So there's a little bit of that going on. But what about, okay, when it comes to how soon are they getting into it? Like, are we talking the first night? And what does that say about a couple if they're doing the deed on the first night?
People can choose when they want to interact sexually. They just have to be on the same page. So those expectations sometimes I think need to be talked about so that they're all on the same page. And it really varies. So much like real life, some people are, if they feel good chemistry, are happy to be sexual right off the bat. And that can work for some couples in building and strengthening a relationship. And for some others, they really need time to feel more comfortable. So I think we see a representation of real life with our participants. And it doesn't really say anything about it. It says basically people being true to themselves and what they want to do. And then, of course, they're going to need to be accountable for their actions.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, we had the last few seasons, we had like the pheromone test and stuff like that, where they would sniff different T-shirts and all that kind of stuff. As a sexologist, what are you getting the contestants to do?
Well, nothing like that. And it's not about getting them to do specific things. When we first did the interviews, when I first met them, I met them via Zoom and I was still here in Puerto Rico. And I interviewed all of them and I just wanted to get to know them and what their sexual history has been, what their outlook on sexuality is, what their expectations, what their likes, dislikes. And part of the matchmaking process even for me was including, as part of my discussion with Mel and John, the aspects of what I thought would be good overlaps in compatibility sexually. So I think it's one more thing to add in the whole mix of trying to find how do you really, find somebody that's going to work for you long term, who you can fall in love with. And you don't fall in love with somebody that you don't have sex with. It's a big difference between a friend and a boyfriend. So you want to make sure that you get that sexual chemistry right. And my intent is just to help facilitate that and sort of shed a light on the importance of sex within the relationship.
All right. Now, you said before it also is important to take responsibility for actions. That sounds, look, in previous seasons we've seen cheating. And they've had to take responsibility for that. Are we looking at that happening again this season?
We're looking at situations where people maybe don't have the best behavior. Sometimes we could take accountability. I'm not going to spill anything. I want you guys to watch. Because there's a big gamma and variety of bad behaviors going on. So don't miss out on any of them. And don't be prejudgmental to what kind of bad behavior you're dying to see. You just never know.
Look, I'm up for all the bad behavior because it's, car crash television. That's what I love. Alessandra, we can't wait for maths tonight. And we're looking forward to seeing your little sprinkle of spice through this season. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for your time and enjoy the show tonight.